Good morning. It's 11:10 a.m. on Sunday. And today, it's the 49ers recap. I know that they played yesterday, but I was not home. As soon as the game ended, we went out and about. The day that I said that we were going to go to go look at the Christmas lights, it rained, so we didn't go. So we went yesterday, so I decided to record it today. It doesn't matter. It's still happening. 49ers get the win, 20-12 over the Arizona Cardinals. Robbie Gould playing for that draft pick. He went 2-for-5 on kicks, missed two field goals, 0-for-2 on field goals from 41 yards and 37 yards, and he also missed an extra point. So that's why the final score was 20-12. 49ers defense, hello. No Javon Kinlaw, though. So, Kentavious Street, Kerry Hyder, DJ Jones, and Eric Armstead consisted of the defensive line. Akella Witherspoon, fabulous game. I like Akella Witherspoon all of a sudden. He had some poor plays. His first play of the game, he allowed a 38-yard catch to Christian Kirk, but he managed to turn it around and got an interception that pretty much ended it in the fourth quarter in the end zone. The 49ers... They were a bit troublesome at some point. Their defense played brilliantly. Their offense not so much. C.J. Beathard at the quarterback. No Nick Mullins because he had to have Tommy John surgery. So Josh Rosen's your backup, former Cardinal. Kyle Juszczyk caught two touchdowns. One, both of them receiving 9 yard and 1 yard. The 1 yard touchdown came after a 35-yard run by Jeff Wilson Jr. Jeff Wilson Jr., game of the season, probably. He's had multiple very good games. He's probably going to stay around for a while, as Raheem Mostert's, if Raheem Mostert stays around for that matter, if he stays around and is the backup, because Tevin Coleman is out the door. Tevin Coleman had one catch for 0 yards. And 2 carries for 3 yards. He's even been benched on special teams because he was so bad as being a gunner. 49ers special teams have to get it together. Tevin Coleman, as I said before, it's gotten kind of sad. He was just about a year and a half ago, last October, week 8 against the Carolina Panthers, he scored 4 touchdowns in a 51-17 or 51-13 win. I know the 49ers scored 51 points at the line. I don't remember what the exact final score was. But Tevin Coleman is now benched on special teams for River Craycraft. River Craycraft. Speaking of River Craycraft, he was the 5th punt returner this season. 49ers punt returners this year. Richie James, Trent Taylor. Remember this guy? Dante Pettis, Brandon Ayuk, and River Craycraft. Of all of those, Brandon Ayuk has been the best one, and he's had like 3 returns. Trent Taylor, fair catch man, Dante Pettis, I don't even remember him returning a punt in week 1 against the Arizona Cardinals that they beat this week. Brandon Ayuk returned a couple, but they're not going to have him as a punt returner long term because punt returners get hurt a lot. Richie James, he's trash. Richie James cannot return punts. He cannot return kickoffs. He drops passes. So what is his role on the team? Just to sit there on the sideline with his green hair. And then also the 49ers kick returners. This is an even bigger list. There's including, let's see, Richie James, Jerick McKinnon, Jamichael Hasty, Dante Pettis, Austin Walter, Kevin White, and Ross Dwelly. Ross Dwelly got 1 kick return in the Packers game. Austin Walter got a couple. Kevin White got one. I think it was the Dolphins game in week 4 or 5 when he was the kick returner and he was getting like, he was returning it from the back of the end zone, getting it to the 15-yard line. So it's a 25-yard return, but yet he gives his team, makes his team have to go 85 yards. He was part of the responsibility for the loss that time. Dante Pettis, now on the New York Giants, and he returned the opening kickoff to start the season. Jamichael Hasty, he's been out for a while. He broke his forearm against the Saints in the same game that Nick Mullins blew it and the 49ers lost. Jerick McKinnon is not a serviceable kick returner. He's arguably he's barely above Richie James Jr., who can who fumbles whenever he feels like it. Jerick McKinnon is just a little bit above Richie James. He's pretty poor as a kicker. Oh my goodness. And we are declining that. Why are people keep on FaceTiming all the time? And we don't need the No. Quit. We do not need this. And okay. I do not care if there's a missed FaceTime call. Remove. Let's see here. I'm going to delete FaceTime off of this computer because too many people are always calling me all this time. That's all irritating. Let's see here. Applications. You're going to have to hear me delete FaceTime. Am I even able to do this? Let's see here. This FaceTime. Remove. Can I remove it? Uninstall. Uninstall. Thank you. There we go. So the 49ers get the win, 20-12, as I said before. Richie James should be cut. Players I liked, C.J. Beathard, he was much better than Nick Mullins. I was so relieved. C.J. Beathard still has his issues, but he's better than Nick Mullins. He's not the future. He's not going to be your quarterback next season, unless Jimmy Garoppolo gets hurt again like usual. But C.J. Beathard, 3 touchdown passes, one of them was to Jeff Wilson, who did most of it. And, oh, okay. Oh, my goodness. How do you remove it? How do you remove this? It's not removing. Let's see here. Excuse me, that was really loud. Today's Sunday. 49ers. They're 6-9 now, so they don't really feel like a 6-9 team to me. They feel more like a 7-win. I feel like there's so many times that their defense completely outplayed the offense, and they really deserve to win the game. But the Seahawks game, that they did not deserve to win that. The Dolphins game, they did not deserve to win that. Their defense did not play very well in either of those games. The Eagles game, they deserve to win that. The defense did perform pretty well. But there were some games where, oh my goodness, my microphone just died for a quick second there. Maybe my headphones did, I don't know. C.J. Beathard, he's going to start next week. If the 49ers had started him all along, then they probably could have maybe actually competed for a playoff spot, maybe, but that's just based on this game. If you're facing a tough defense like the Buffalo Bills, you're probably not going to win that. But C.J. Beathard is a backup quarterback for a reason, but I think he still gives he gave the 49ers a better chance than if Jeff Wilson started. Nick Mullins started. Jeff Wilson is another player I liked. His career day almost ran for 200 yards, 22 carries. That's impressive. The 49ers, 30 carries today. Wow. Jeff Wilson Jr. playing for that to be on the team for the rest of the season, for a while. Kaywan Williams, another player I liked. He had a very bizarre day. He was injured in the second quarter, and he ended up having to be carted off the field. But he returned in the third quarter and managed to get a sack. And he even got he returned in the second quarter and got a tackle on 2nd and 8 3rd and 8. The Cardinals, they were going for it all day, and they were getting it. They were 4-for-6 on 4th down. Kaywan Williams got a tackle on 3rd and 8, and the Cardinals got it, though, so not as notable. But Kaywan Williams got a sack as well. Good job. That's his 2nd sack of the season. First one was against the Seahawks in the George Kittle Jimmy Garoppolo injury game. Another player I like, Jason Verrett. He had the pass breakup at the end of the game that clinched it when DeAndre Hopkins couldn't catch it. And then also at the end of the first half, another pass to DeAndre Hopkins. DeAndre Hopkins actually got hurt on that play, but Jason Verrett still made a very fabulous pass breakup. He's playing like the comeback player of the year. Who is another comeback player of the year that you could say, like Alex Smith. I mean, Alex Smith and Jason Verrett. I think Alex Smith's probably going to win it, but Jason Verrett, he's still playing very well. Jason Verrett is going to be coming second. I don't know when they do the voting for the most improved player, comeback player, or whatever it's called, but Jason Verrett should definitely have his name in there. Final player I liked, Fred Warner. He's had some really good games this season. He was hitting hard all game. He just had an overall really good game. I was watching on the scouts film on, because the game's on Saturday, so they were having it on the Amazon Prime Video, NFL Network sort of thing. And so they had the scouts film with Bucky Brooks and I think Daniel Jeremiah and someone else, but I don't know who it was, but they were talking about Fred Warner all day. They were like, oh my God, Fred Warner, he's beautiful. So I just had to throw him in there because if the scouts like him, I'll like him. Some storylines. Robbie Gould, what are you doing? The 49ers, he left 7 points on the field. The final score could have been 27-12. And the Cardinals would have had no chance at trying to come back because the 49ers defense completely outplayed the offense, or even outplayed the special teams. The special teams was pretty non-existent. Jerick McKinnon barely getting to the 14-yard line or 13-yard line most returns. Then Robbie Gould, terrible kicks. At least he made 2 extra points. Mitch Wishnowsky, even he had an all right game. He's usually just bombing kicks, but today he was sort of placing them. There weren't that many punts today. The Cardinals went for it most of the time. I don't even know if they did punt today or yesterday. Defense, they're beautiful. I went through this. Jeff Wilson, dominating win. The final score was only 20-12. That's an 8-point game, but the 49ers, they were playing like they were up by 40. They played like a team that should have won by 40. Because that defense, did you see the last time DeAndre Hopkins and the Cardinals played the 49ers? It was week 1 in San Francisco, that smoky game with all the fires. And DeAndre Hopkins had 14 catches. This game, DeAndre Hopkins had 8. And most of them were, he didn't have a touchdown. He was kind of stuck at, he didn't really get much of anywhere, anywho, on when he did catch the ball. I don't have the stats in front of me, but I just have my little sheet thing that keeps track of how many catches. So DeAndre Hopkins, he did not play like an all-pro or a pro bowler or whatever, because Jason Verrett was on him. The last time when DeAndre Hopkins and the Cardinals played the 49ers, Emmanuel Mosley, because Jason Verrett was out that game, and Emmanuel Mosley was just getting torched because they were putting him in on one-on-one situations, and DeAndre Hopkins is, every single time that you put him in one-on-one, he's going to beat you, unless you have Jason Verrett, who's able to stay with a fast receiver, because he's a fast guy too. It was a weird matchup because Jason Verrett, much smaller than DeAndre Hopkins. DeAndre Hopkins is 6'1". Jason Verrett's 5'10". But 5'10 on the football field means you're 5'9". He's 5'10", 188. So he's 5'9", 175 or so. I add those extra pounds to look good on the scoreboard. So 49ers. That was a fun game. Some players I didn't like. Robbie Gould. His contract, the 49ers have before the week 17 game next week to decide if they're gonna use the option for next season. And based on this game, I would say no, because Robbie Gould is not playing like a player that wants to be on the 49ers. He's playing like a player that wants to show off for other teams, and then at the same time just sort of use his past as a solid kicker. I wouldn't be surprised if he makes his way over to Chicago after the season if the 49ers decline it, because he said a couple weeks ago, or even in the past, he's been saying about how he wants to leave and how he wants, or he, not that he wants to leave, he just wants to be in Chicago. He was sitting out during training camp due to the contract negotiations. That was pretty bizarre. You didn't really see many kickers do that. Another player I didn't like, Mike McGlinchey. He's had some rough games. Especially, he's a really good run defender, but in pass protection, he's not there. He's one of the worst offensive linemen in pass protection, and you saw that. He got absolutely blown away by Hassan Reddick, who forced the fumble and recovered the fumble on C.J. Beathard, when that sack was not on C.J. Beathard for holding onto the ball. Like, that's usually what happens, but when that was on Mike McGlinchey for letting Devon Kennard or Hassan Reddick, both of them, get past him and were able to get a tackle and force a fumble, because quarterbacks aren't made to withstand big hits like that. But Mike McGlinchey, get it together. What's going on out there? Some plays, Tarvarius Moore should get a shout out. He is probably one of the hardest hitters in the NFL, besides Jonathan Abram, those like top names. The reason he isn't brought up in those big names, like, oh, Jonathan Abram for the Raiders, Kareem Jackson, or not Kareem Jackson. Who is it? Let me see. Who was that guy? There was some guy who, let me see. Let's see here. But Tarvarius Moore, he's had a really good season. He's had a couple plays here and there where he's gotten beat, but other than that, he's one of the hardest hitters that I have seen since, like, Deshaun Goldson or so. Let's see here. Yeah, Keanu Neal, Kareem Jackson, that's who it was. Jalen Ramsey, Keanu Neal, Kareem Jackson, Jonathan Abram. You could put Tarvarius Moore in that list, because he's one of the hardest hitters. Deshaun Goldson, what's his name, Hit King or whatever, something like that. But he was laying people out. By the way, shout out to Daniel Helm, who played his first career offensive snap, number 88, called up from the practice squad this week. He's been up and down all season, mostly playing on special teams. He was called up at the end of last year, but he didn't get to come into any games. This year, he's been up, and he played his first career offensive snap on the kneel right at the end of the game by C.J. Beathard, or one or two of them. But shout out Daniel Helm. Let's see. Not Daniel Jones, Daniel Helm. Got to type it with one hand. Daniel Helm. Yeah, he played seven offensive snaps, actually. So he was in there for a couple plays. Number 88, so keep an eye on him. He's played mostly on special teams. He's played 5 games this year. He got cut in October, but then they put him back on the practice squad. He was on the Chiefs practice squad, or Chiefs in training camp. Then the 49ers claimed him off the 49ers waived him in training camp. The next day, the Chiefs claimed him off waivers. Then the Chiefs waived him as well, and the 49ers claimed him from the Chiefs, so that's interesting for him. Oh my goodness, something in my throat. But 18 minutes, I think this will wrap it up. Kyle Juszczyk with a good game, by the way. The 49ers, they're going to have to be looking around for next season. There are many positions on the field. Kick returner is one of them. Special teams probably is going to have to get a rebuild. The offensive line, probably some more wide receivers, but we'll get into that in the off season. I think I'll try to continue doing this podcast. But with that said, toodles, I'm going to go watch some of the football games that are happening today. With that said, bye-bye, and have a good rest of your week. Go 49ers.